Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, April 14th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friend Kayla Rumbalski, Community Development Educator, Wood County, with UW Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now, we've been looking forward to this all weekend. Jeremy Schmidt's in with us from the Hotel Mead. Got a bunch of great events coming up that we're going to be talking about, Jeremy. But our audience, our very in tune, smart audience is going to be like, I know that name. Jeremy's been with us before. Let's go ahead and, Jeremy, real quickly, I want to touch on your connection with the Hotel Mead.
Certainly, and hopefully I'll be coming back again sometime.
But, oh, yeah, definitely.
I am the sales and marketing director there at the Hotel Mead, so here to let the whole community know about all the wonderful events that we're having.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Jeremy. And yeah, as I've warned Jeremy off air plenty of times, you've done too good on the air with us. You have to come back. That's the catch. When you're really good on the air, we keep bringing you back. So it's a mixed bag, but we appreciate you being here, Jeremy. Let's dive right in. And I wanted to let people know right away that if they'd like to go ahead at home while they're listening to this, I encourage you to pull up either the Hotel Mead's website. You can look at their events page there by going to hotelmead.com, or pull up their Facebook page and like their page, subscribe to the things that they're doing over there, and you can kind of keep up with the things that we're going to talk about today. And we're going to go right in and letting people know that on Wednesday, Wisconsin County country style line dancing coming up.
Yes, sir. So we had the Wisconsin country style line dancing there last month, and we were kind of only expecting between 20 and 30 folks and ended up seeing over 75. So
awesome.
That definitely meant that, you know, country style line dancing is here to stay at Rapids, and hopefully even having it more than once a month eventually.
You know, we have a community that has been, you know, just itching to get out and do things and get out of the house and have some fun and everything. It's you know, winters in Wisconsin. That's how it goes. And have something like this lined up, it's not only fun and really like perfect for this community, for this area and everything, but it is one of those things that really gets people not only out, hanging out, maybe meet some new people, but you're also getting some great exercise. I may surprise some people out there because my background is more break dancing and some of those things. Line dancing is a lot of fun. I've done a lot of line dancing in my life. It's a lot of fun. It's a great exercise too. And another one of these great ways to get out there doing some fun stuff. The Hotel Mead is such a great atmosphere. A lot of positives to this one.
And the best part about it that I saw last month was the ages spanned from 7 and 8 year olds to 78 year olds.
Oh, that's so awesome. I didn't think of that.
So great. It's a really good family event, so bring everybody out.
When it comes to something like this, Jeremy, I imagine that this one is something that you said before, you know, let's see how this does. That's why I wanted to make sure to let people know, hey, wouldn't you like these events? Make sure you let them know, like, hey, this is a great event. I really enjoyed this. It gives them a little bit more of an idea of like, okay, these are the kind of things we want to kind of hint on, we kind of want to do. I know how good the Mead has always been for a long time, longer than I've even lived in this area. The Mead has really been in tune with this community. So they don't need my notes, but they could use yours always. Your feedback is always great, everybody, and we love being able to hear how you like these events.
And what is most important for me about the Mead is how that, you know, we have this event space, and the hardest thing to do in my position is figure out how to get folks out of their homes and wanting to come out, right?
Yeah.
Especially
with
today's digital, everything you can just do at home. So getting people out, but once we get them out, you know, they're going to stay out and want to have fun. So this is really to, not just for the Hotel Mead, but it's really another community effort to get folks just out and having a good time.
There is no app you can download that's going to give you this event or the other events we're talking about. And that you're so right about that. And I appreciate the transparency about that, because it's something we deal with in radio quite a bit. And I know there's a lot of businesses out there that are, I wouldn't say struggling, because I think especially on a local level, mom and pop level, businesses are doing a really good job of adapting. But we're all learning, and we learn best working together and communicating together. So that's why, again, that data is so helpful, and trying different things. You throw stuff out there, see how it does. It's something I talk a lot about on this show with a lot of our nonprofits. This is a great one where you see it right. You see the results almost instantly with you're expecting this number. You get the 75. That's really cool to see.
Yeah.
When are the dates and times for this event?
So that is coming up this Wednesday, starting at 7 p.m. It'll be in the Grand Ballroom of the hotel.
Is this an event that people need to register for or anything, Jeremy?
No, we should have. I mean, we had enough room last time for the 75. We're actually going to have more dance floor space this go around, putting it in the Grand Ballroom. So no need to register ahead for this one. The other ones we talk about, there's going to be some tickets to purchase.
And I imagine, is there a teacher, an instructor in charge of this or anything?
Yes, his name is, and I hope I get his last name right, but his first name is Jeremy, last name Quirt, I believe. So he runs the country style line dancing there.
It's always nice when they have the share a name.
Yes.
You don't forget that first name. It's a lot
exactly.
easier. That's great. That's really cool to hear. We'll be talking about this on our morning show, making sure people know about it and show up.
Yeah.
Also got another great event coming up the very next day. Let's talk about that one.
Yes. So April, you know, and you mentioned a little bit spring, people needing to get out of the house. So at the Hotel Mead, the whole month of April is our month of magic, music, and gratitude. So Thursday, continuing the magic trend, certainly a different type of magic in terms of how it wows people. But Jim Mitchell, the astonishing hypnotist, is going to be coming this Thursday.
It's going back to vaudeville days, a really fun act that still really hits with audiences, the hypnotist, and being able to do that. Now, if you've seen hypnotists before, you get an idea of things. But if you haven't heard of them before, you've never seen anybody like Jim. Jim is a very unique and brings a really original touch to this. And this, for I think, is a get for our community to be able to bring somebody like him in and bring something different to the community, too. We have a lot of great venues that host different, you know, acts like Jim and do a really nice job. I don't know many that have brought a hypnotist in before. I think that's a really fun opportunity for the community to be able to do something very different. And where usually you travel into La Crosse or Milwaukee or Madison or something for something like this, having it right here in town really is going to bring a lot more fun, I think, for Jim as well as our audience. I don't think he's dealt with a community like ours before. He's going to have some fun with this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So tickets are on sale for that right now. You know, just like all these events, there's limited tickets available. For that one, it is going to be dinner and the hypnotist. So it is $75 a ticket, or if you get an entire table, you can get the whole table for $500.
It's a really great way to not only plan an event, have something to look forward to and everything, but something where there's very few events where you can go there, you plan, and you know you're going to have a good time, but you don't know what else is going to happen. Like, that's a fun thing to be in. And then the dinner part of this is a really nice addition to this. So it seems like something that you would have to register for.
Yes. It's going to be a buffet style, but actually we'll have the menu out. Chef Angie's working on that either today or tomorrow. So stay tuned on our Facebook page as well, and you'll be able to see what we're offering that night too.
I encourage you to look up a little bit about Jim Mitchell, everybody, hypnotist Jim Mitchell. He's got a great website and is very good at this. He's been doing it for a while, and he's very good at what he does. It's a great preview and give you something like, okay, I got to get tickets. I got to be a part of this. Jeremy, I wanted to also talk about another great event you have coming up on Friday the 18th.
Yes, so every Friday we are having music at the Mead. So once the weather even starts getting nicer, you'll be back out on the terrace. I know there's a lot of people who've been mentioning how excited they are for that again. So this Friday is going to be Brian Bethke, and while you're at the Tavern or the Whitney, you can also, you know, make sure you enjoy our incredible fish fries.
It's really good stuff over there, and a great artist to be able to have there. Really good music, good vibe that Brian's going to create over there for everybody. And you mentioned that every Friday you're going to have music over there.
Yes, that is my goal, and in fact, right now the schedule has every Friday, I believe, through September. So music is definitely around the Mead.
Very cool. Very, very cool. You hit it on the head right away, Jeremy. This is something that our community like looks forward to every summer. The music over there on the terrace and that. And the Mead, once again, has always done a really good job of having great acts over there and something to look forward to. So it sounds like we're going to have another, not just summer, but spring into that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And a shout out to Brian for being a part of this and doing this and everything. He's a great artist, great guy. We appreciate that. Wanted to wrap up as far as events go for the month of April, at least, with a really important and meaningful event.
Yes. So again, this Saturday, April 19th, is our standing ovation to our first responders and hidden heroes. And we spoke about it last Friday. It is going to be truly a wonderful event, way to celebrate, you know, not just this week, you know, being that this is Easter week, but also celebrate, you know, just our community and everything that we do here.
It's a great way, you know, there are not enough opportunities in life in general for us to shout out our first responders or appreciate them or thank them. These kind of events are so meaningful for that, giving us a chance to do that. Now, none of these first responders expect any of this, and it's all the more reason why I encourage people to go out of their way and be a part of this event or to shout out our first responders and those that we don't get to shout out nearly enough. The idea for this event seems meaningful, though. It seemed not just to you, but to the me, to the community itself. You know, this was something that is a bit of a labor of love, and along with just something that you thought was really good for the community as well.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, you know, when I'm driving down the roads and seeing the, you know, men and women doing the construction or, you know, responding to an accident, like anytime you see any of those individuals out there, I think about, you know, what's going on, you know, the individual that they're responding to and how they're having to cope with it. So it's, for me, yes, it's definitely a chance to give, you know, a shout out, if nothing else, you know, like saying here, standing ovation to those men and women who are truly being the best parts of our community.
Is this event to register for or anything, Jeremy?
Yes. So there are tickets. You can go online. You can go on Facebook. Or you can stop by and purchase the tickets at the front desk.
We're speaking with Jeremy Schmidt from the Hotel Mead right now. And Jeremy, we got some other great April events we wanted to touch on as well.
Yes, absolutely. So right after our April 19th event for our Hidden Heroes and First Responders, we actually, Easter Sunday morning, have a huge Easter Sunday brunch planned. And the response has already been tremendous. It's going to be in the Grand Ballroom again. So I encourage everybody, if they don't have their Sunday brunch plans made yet, the menu's already on Facebook. They can find out exactly what it's going to be. And anybody who's had Chef Angie and her team's food knows it's phenomenal over there.
Yeah, really good stuff. She's great. You know, certainly Easter, a lot of family, a lot of those things. We also know that we have a community that has a high senior population, and unfortunately, a number of those members are alone for the holidays. I can't think of a better event to really be able to be with fellow people in the community, fellowship, maybe even make some new friends. It's a great opportunity for that. And this is another one that people need to register for.
They should call ahead if they're going to have large groups.
Yeah.
Yes, but
yeah.
Otherwise they certainly can just come on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, that's very cool. And a really nice idea to do too. And appreciate her and her team cooking on that day and everything as well. That's awesome.
Thank you.
We have some other great April events coming up.
Yes. So then April 23rd, we have another Magic at the Mead night with Brandon Gear. He'll be in the Grand Avenue Tavern performing his various street level type of magic performances there at all your tables. So come on out and you'll get to have great food and entertainment right at your table.
I meant to bring this up right away. Your theme for this month is fantastic. I love the name. I love the mix of stuff in there, along with certainly being able to shout out our first responders or anybody else. It's a really good mix. Having him in there as well is a nice different edition of magic, a little bit different angle on it and everything, but does a great job. That's a nice one.
Yeah, it's great. And then, you know, like I said, every single Friday we do have music at the Mead as well. So, you know, I encourage everybody, you know, check out our Facebook page in terms of scheduling. But we are having not just music on Fridays, but we are expanding it as the summer gets warmer here in the weeks to come. You'll start seeing even more acts on Thursdays, Saturdays, and even some Sunday matinees ones. So
we're fortunate, Jeremy, in this area to have so many creatives, so many artists and musicians. If I am a musician hearing this right now and I would love to be able to perform there or something like that, should I just reach out to you? Is that a good way to do it?
Yes, you can absolutely reach out to me. The email is about as easy as you can make it, sales@hotelmead.com. And I will do my best to get you on the schedule. Like I said, we actually do have a lot of performances booked here between now and September, but the fall and winter are certainly up for people who want to come on out.
He's not kidding, everybody. Before the interview, I was trying to get my band Penguins and Planes on and everything. It's just me and my fur brother, Sam, my dog. Jeremy, we're booked. We're booked. And it's really better for the community. It's really better for everybody. But no, reach out to Jeremy with your real bands and be a part of this. It's really fun. You know, one of the things that Jeremy and I were talking about a little bit in our pregame is some of the stuff that we've seen, I pass the Hotel Mead almost every day. And throughout the winter, we've seen some construction, seen some additions, seen some cool things going on at the Hotel Mead. Was really curious all winter long to know some of that stuff that was going on. And I know that the community has been really excited about it, too. So with that, we noticed that there's some new, volleyball courts over there and some of that. Some re-imaging or just some nice additions, the lights, some of those things. I just wanted to kind of tip my hat to the Mead for doing this and investing in our community like this. And, where I see this all the time in businesses, you're doing well and you just kind of stand pat. And I don't have anything wrong with that. You're running your business. I'm not going to tell you how to. But I admire when businesses, especially in communities like ours, go above and beyond and really invest in their community. And I am a big fan of, I always bring up Culver's as an example. Culver's doesn't have to advertise. You know about Culver's. And Culver's is probably going to be fine even without advertising. But yet, they go out of their way to invest in their communities and be a part of their communities and market and advertise in communities. In part because that also creates money and sales and economy for communities. Yeah. The Hotel Mead is no different. Mead is incredible. And it is a benchmark in this community. Has been for a long time. I don't know that they need to do these kind of things, but it's so awesome that they do. And it shows how much they're a part of the community. They care about the community. It's got to be really fun to be a part of that too, I imagine, Jeremy.
Oh, it absolutely is. And it's truly a two-way relationship. The other bars and establishments downtown, by bringing the folks out to the Mead, they're, going to be able to then piggyback off of, our earlier evening events and have either later events or just simply, like you said, we're not going to be able to have an event that's going to attract everybody. But the more events that are going on downtown, the more that people talk about Wisconsin Rapids as a whole, not just then in Wisconsin Rapids, but around central Wisconsin. And, yeah. My draw really is to try to get Wisconsinites to come and visit central Wisconsin. Yes, I want them to stay at the Mead. Yes, I want them to spend money at the Mead. But the reality is they're going to come to Wisconsin Rapids and enjoy all of Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. So we got to be a part of that.
And the fact that you guys get that is so awesome. It's not common. I appreciate that. And certainly, again, rising tide raising all boats kind of situation. We get that here in radio. I think the community overall gets that. And something that I've talked about a lot with our nonprofits, and whether it's Terry at the United Way or Kim at Encourage or anything, the rising tide raising all boats with our nonprofits as well. So it's great to see that with business in this community. It not only makes our community a much stronger, but honestly, our economy that much stronger in this area. And there's nobody who couldn't use that improved. So that's a fantastic win-win kind of situation. Jeremy, did you have any other events or anything else that you wanted to touch on there? You're pretty busy over there.
Yes, we are, and I could actually spend probably hours talking about all our events. But I do want to mention, as the month of April wraps up, and this actually was how I started the whole idea, was with Let's Create Stampede event that they do May 1st through the 3rd. And it's a multi-day many, many vendors. I haven't personally witnessed it yet, but the way I've been explained is that these vendors and the community basically invades the hotel, and it is, almost difficult to walk between all the vendors and people that are coming there. It is an amazing event that Let's Create throws, and that night prior, April 30th, we will have Shannon Allen performing his magic stage performance. Is again Dinner and Magic as the month of magic, music, and gratitude wrap up, and then right into May and Let's Create Stampede you know, rushing in the spring and summer.
Man, do I love that idea. Oh, that's a great idea. That's not everybody gets to experience running with the bulls in Pamplona or anything, but this thing, no. That's a really fun idea, and I love a good marketing angle or idea or creativity on that. That's always fun. That's really well done. What's even better than that is our vendors and some of our ag people out there, some of the individuals that don't always get every opportunity to get to have their sell their goods or something like that is a win for everybody. And here's one more opportunity for that. Again, investing in the community, showing that, you know, supporting the community, and so many individuals out there that really need these events, every one of them they can, to be able to sell this stuff. That's a very fun event. And it's all just right there for you, too. So you're not running around all over the place to find these things or all around town to find them. They're right there for you.
Yep. Yeah. And then once everyone's done with their shopping, the best part is they know what other places are in the community to keep, you know, going back. So,
yeah. If a vendor wants to know more about this, or any individuals do, who should they reach out to, Jeremy?
So I'm not, you know, because this is actually an event that the hotel is hosting, Let's Create in Wisconsin Rapids, they'd be the ones to reach out to and find out any more additional details.
And for all of the things we've talked about today, if you need to register, you need tickets, or just want to find out more about the Hotel Mead, go to hotelmead.com. Hotelmead.com, it's a fantastic website. It's also a great way to book your rooms and everything. I don't want to skate past that. There's a great place to go and rent a room and stuff. I've stayed at the Mead a bunch of times. I love that hotel. It's a great place. Jeremy, it's always fun talking with you. We appreciate the time, appreciate everything that you put into this community, and the Mead does as well. If people need to reach you specifically, how can they do that?
And the earlier email, sales@hotelmead.com, is definitely the direct way to get a hold of me.
Excellent. We'll talk again real soon, man, and thanks again for the time.
All right, thank you.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.